Now, there was an opportunity yesterday to take part in an annual day where mosques open their doors and encourage members of the public to come and visit. Visit My Mosque. It took place in Belfast. And indeed, I want to speak to the main organiser of the event, Dr. Wasif Naeem from the Belfast Islamic Centre. Dr. Naeem, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Much of an uptake? Did people express an interest? Did they go along to the mosque?
They did indeed. I mean, this is the fourth year we're running this Visit My Mosque Day as part of a national initiative. So we had about 250-plus mosques took part in that yesterday throughout the UK. So we had a steady stream of visitors from 12 o'clock until 5 o'clock. And then we had a couple of prayers in between, and the visitors were most welcome to observe the prayers as well. So yes, it was a good, very good interest. You know, we had, it was quite a family atmosphere actually, because a lot of people came with their children as well.
Do you get a sense in Northern Ireland that people are suspicious of the mosque? They don't welcome it the way they should?
I suppose the initiative itself, one of the reasons why this initiative was taken by the Muslim Council of Britain is because of that. So it's just not a Northern Ireland issue. I think it's a UK-wide issue. So the vast majority, probably more than 90% of people, actually were never set foot in any Islamic center before. Some of them actually came back again. They had visited earlier on as well in the past years. I wouldn't call it suspicious, really, because the vast majority of the people are actually very, very friendly. And to be honest with you, if I go to a church or synagogue or any other place of worship, there is a little bit of, you know, because if I've never set foot in a place of worship for a different religion, you know, there is a sense of a little bit of discomfort. So I think the purpose of the Visit My Mosque Day is really just to let that barrier down and, you know, welcome people in, draw people in, really, so people know that, okay, there's a place to go and we can go with the family as well. So I think we kind of achieved that target very well.
I get a feeling, however, that you'd be preaching to the choir to some extent with the people who would have gone along yesterday. They would be the sort of Joes and Josephines of society who would be welcoming of all of their neighbours. It's those who would contact the like of this radio programme who would have a negative commentary on the Islamic faith. How do you convince them that we can all share our different gods or guides together?
We have a lot more in common than not. Actually, so I think we need to focus on what's actually in common with us. I mean, all faiths preach something about worshipping a god. You know, how to reach that god, obviously that's a different thing. You know, everybody has a different way of dealing with that. Now, those people who give negative publicity, I mean, we don't call any, well, there's no thing as such thing as negative publicity, really. You know, so people get to know about Islam, and people get to know about the center activities, regardless of whether it's positive or negative publicity. So, you know, we would ask people to come and speak to us directly. We have a Facebook page, and we regularly receive comments. We regularly receive requests from people from all walks of society. And you don't have to do a group booking as well. You can just, send a message, make an appointment, and come in and talk to any one of us, really, you know, and you'll find out, you know, it's just normal people, you know, from every walk of life, really, worshipping there or present there. So I think that the main thing really is just for people to come and speak to us directly rather than, you know, following some websites.
And what are the most common questions you're asked? I presume out of sheer ignorance, people will ask political questions and they can't see the difference between terrorists and people of the Islamic faith because they simply do not understand. So that question is very easy for you to answer. But how do you answer the question where people get a sense that women are not as important as men in the Islamic faith?
Nobody asked me that question yesterday. I've heard these questions over and over again here and there, mostly on the media, social media in particular. If somebody had come over yesterday, they would actually see that there were more female presence in the center than the male presence. The downstairs in particular, because they were actually welcoming. So our face of the center was actually a female face, essentially. And also everybody downstairs who were welcoming the visitors in, drawing people in, were actually female. And we had the vast majority, the volunteers, we have staff who are female. So there's a lot of myths about all these things, really. You know, it's just a matter of coming in and actually seeing those things themselves to see actually what's going on in the center. We have obviously, you know, sometimes these issues are coming from going to the mosque to pray in a congregation is common for men, maybe in the Muslim countries in particular, but it's not just for men. You know, women can also go and pray in the mosque as well. There's no problem at all with that. But it is just the way it is. You know, it's a cultural thing. Sometimes, you know, they just go in the media, unfortunately, and that's the way it is. But if somebody was there yesterday, they would have noticed that for sure. It was very, very noticeable. There was much more female presence than the male presence yesterday.
And one final question, Dr. Naeem. Is there an onus on Muslims to be missionaries, to convert people to the Islamic faith? Is that part and parcel of the reason to be a Muslim or not?
So first of all, there is a Quranic verse which says there is no compulsion in religion. All I can say is we just inform people about Islam. Okay, we're not going to convince about Islam. We're going to tell them about Islam. So whether people take that message in a different way, you know, that's entirely up to them. All I can say is, you know, this is what Islam is all about, and this is what we have in common. So let's talk about our common things. So there's no compulsion from choosing Islam, for example, but we have to show from our character, you know, what Islam is all about, and that's all. That's all that needs to be. So even at the time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he never forced anybody to convert to Islam. You know, he was always showing through his character that what an honest person he was, what a gentleman he was. That's all. That was his character, which actually drew people to Islam, and that's it.
Well, next time round, people will get a chance to visit the mosque once again if they wish. But in the meantime, you mentioned that they can visit the Facebook page and they can find out more by doing that. What is that page, Dr. Naeem?
So there's if you just search up the Belfast Islamic Center on Facebook, I'm sure you will find that out. We also have a website as well, so belfastislamiccenter.org.uk. And we have an email address, info@belfastislamiccenter.org.uk as well. So if you want to make a booking in terms of, you know, coming in, we don't charge for any service, or, you know, we don't really charge anything if there is a single person coming in. But a lot of visits are group bookings as well. So we have schools coming over. We have, you know, civil servants coming over. We have PSNI. We have all those kind of organizations come to us to learn about Islam as well. So we host about 2 to 3 visits a week on average. So it's pretty busy, and we're also, you know, we can potentially go to the external organization as well. So we don't have to bring people in. We can go as well if the number is quite large, because we are restricted in terms of our space, really. So, but we are happy to host most of the time. But if that's not possible for the external organization, we are happy to arrange a visit speaker for them as well.
Okay, we can't say you're not invited. So there you go. If you want to find out more, you can contact the Belfast Islamic Centre. Dr. Wasif Naeem, thank you very much indeed. And did you go yesterday? Do let us know. 02890 333 105. Were you part of Visit My Mosque Day yesterday? Have you a story to tell us? Feel free. Stephen has a point that he wants to make. He's on line 3. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Frank. How you doing?
Very well, Stephen. What's on your mind?
This Muslim mosque you're talking about, right? I'm just thinking, there is the freedom of Christians allowed as much now, because I've noticed that there was a few instances a couple of years ago where there was preachers on the country comes to town were told to move because they're shopping shoppers. I've seen a tape on, it was happening in England, so it's only about the time we were here, this Muslim preacher was shouting his mouth off to this police, and the police told him, take it easy, take it easy. There's no black guy, he's a coloured guy, fair enough, was preaching the gospel, and he had a Bible in his hand, and they told him to move, and he says, look, I'm preaching the word of God, and they handcuffed him. So I see Christianity as dwindling, and this is more accepted, you know what I mean, in society. They have a right to preach what they want. Okay, this Muslim thing, fair enough, it's open for everybody, but, you know, I see Christianity being pushed out. Even a simple thing like Easter eggs, there's no Easter on the Easter eggs, there's no happy, it's happy holidays, it's not happy Christmas no more, you know. So, Frank, I'm just saying, you know, I can see it, people's not stupid, they can see it happen. Even people who are agnostic, who are non-Christian, can see this.
You think it's the end of the road for Christianity?
It's not the end of a road, Frank, but it's being pushed out. It's being pushed out. And I know I'm not saying I support Britain First, but I take their point of view on a lot of things. I've watched a few Britain First films. I know it's one-sided, but there was taxi drivers, Muslim taxi drivers, were told to put cameras in their taxis. They wouldn't do it because there's young girls getting raped in the taxis and things like that. You know what I mean? It's just, they seem to be treating women like second-class citizens. He was very hesitant there when you mentioned women, I found. They do treat women second class. Women has a very slow place. We treat our women right. I don't keep away from Bob, you know.
Stephen, do you think it's fair? There's one comment you made in there, and I know there have been scandals in a couple of cities in England. Absolute scandals, disgusting, despicable. I can't think of a word strong enough to describe what some people who were primarily of the Muslim faith did to young women in England. Absolutely despicable. Now, do you think it's fair? Do you think it's fair to include the behaviour of those rapists within a conversation about the Muslim faith? Because we could easily talk about horrific things done by Christians to women, to other men, generally. Is it fair to throw that in when we're talking about whether or not Muslims or Christians have the same space to preach their whatever they would call their gospel?
You can get a Christian side too, like, look at the fellow who's a dentist there, for instance. Sure, look what he done. You know, but it seems to be more of a trend with a lot of, you know, what do you call them, Muslims. To me, they're not true Muslims, you know what I mean?
But this is the crucial bit. That's crucial, Stephen. That's crucial. That's crucial. Yeah, you know, they're not true Muslims. They're absolutely not. Yeah. The same way people who do evil things are not true Christians or true members of the Jewish faith. Yeah. But why are you concerned then that Christianity is getting a raw deal when there are raw people coming from all umbrellas over a variety of religions?
I believe that Christianity is being pushed out a bit, you know, by ordinary people, even people are agnostic, and they would brand it, they want it out of the way. You know, there's a big shop in Port Down, a big shopping centre that hadn't even a Sunday grotto because it was offending all the people. They're not showing respect to our Christianity, if you want to call it, you know, as much as people will respect them if they behave themselves. I'm not talking about people coming into the country illegally and all that there. You know, but they should show more respect to the Christian faith.
Okay, Stephen, thank you for the call. Do you agree with what Stephen is saying or not? 02890 333 105. Now, whatever's on your mind, we are, as I've often said, very happy to hear from you on this programme.